a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to your daily devotional podcast, anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Apostle Peter for the next few days anyway. And today we're going to explore Peter's reward. Have a look with me here in Luke 5, verse 3 to 7. He, that's Jesus, got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When he had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Let's think about Peter's reward here. Peter welcomes Jesus into his boat and hears him teach. Obviously, as he's teaching the crowd, Peter's there in the boat. He can hear him more clearly than anybody. Peter is then reluctant to take fishing lessons from a carpenter, which makes sense. He is surely tired and frustrated, having been out all night fishing, caught nothing, and then delayed from mending his nets or doing whatever else he needs to do or catch up with some sleep by this chap preaching. Nonetheless, Peter senses something different about Jesus and does what Jesus suggests, even though it makes no sense to let down their nets into that deep water. And then Peter experiences an extraordinary miracle, one which actually affected not only him, but his business partners as well. Peter's encounter here with Jesus is visceral. It's memorable. Now, Peter already knows something about Jesus. They met because of his brother Andrew. You can look that up in John chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. However, as far as we know, this is the first time he's come face to face with the miraculous attributes of Jesus. Now, tomorrow we'll talk more about its effect on him, but today we reflect on Peter's reward. What is the reward for Peter in this situation? Is it the promise of a bumper payday? I'd suggest not. More likely, we're seeing a vision of Peter's purpose as it's going to become. As the Word Biblical Commentary puts it, the miraculous catch acts out in prophetic symbolism Simon's call to catch people. There's some symbolism going on here. Jesus doesn't do this just to give Peter a few more fish to sell, but to establish a vision for him. Of course, Peter doesn't get all of this yet, but he soon will. For many of us, the calling to make disciples of all nations is perceived as a task or perhaps a duty. A good task or duty, but nonetheless, something like that. However, what if we view it as a reward? Somebody said to me years ago that the Great Commission, as it's called, might be better framed as the Great Permission. In other words, it's not so much that we have to go make disciples, as that we have the immense privilege of participating with God in the making of disciples. He is inviting us into his joyful work, that of saving as many as possible. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid, from now on you'll be catching people." Why not take some time today to pray and ask God to create in you a sense of the way in which sharing your faith with those who are lost is a privilege. It's a joy. It's a reward. Wouldn't that be a great way to go about your day, knowing that sharing your faith was a reward? Well, I hope that you find your heart, your life, your congregation, indeed, your entire world, inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.